It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Even as some coronavirus-related restrictions are beginning to lift, many parts of the state still ban large private gatherings and other threats to public health. For violations, CPR's Allison Sherry says authorities are only issuing warnings in most cases.
Tolerance for violating the state's public health order in and of itself is pretty high. If you had a big house party and cops were called, they're not likely to give you a ticket or issue a summons for your arrest on something like that. But if someone goes beyond violating the order to putting people at purposely at risk or even just trying to make people more afraid, that's when prosecutors are bringing down the hammer.
Justice reporter Allison Sherry. In some cases, district attorneys have added violating the public health order on top of other charges, such as driving under the influence. Denver is still under a stay-at-home order, and the rule is being enforced. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has more.
The city has issued citations to at least 23 businesses since the stay-at-home order went into effect on March 24th. That includes four issued in the last few days. These businesses include places like smoke shops, a Hobby Lobby, a GameStop, and more recently, a hair and beauty supply store. These citations can result in a fine of up to $999 or even jail time. So far, no resident has been issued a citation for breaking the city's order, though authorities have issued thousands of warnings. Denver's stay-at-home order will be in place until May 8th. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The State Health Department and Kaiser Permanente are expanding testing across the Front Range for healthcare workers and first responders. The move applies to both members and non-members of Kaiser and includes emergency medical technicians, law enforcement, firefighters, and corrections officers. Kaiser is also testing anyone referred by the State Health Department who is considered essential to public welfare. Testing locations are in Loveland, Lafayette, Westminster, Lakewood, Aurora, Lone Tree, Colorado Springs, and in Pueblo. This is CPR News.